Folk Observatory.
Connected with Kaiken.
Kaiken at Pulkov Observatory.
Chief, this radio astronomical laboratory from the Pulkova.
Right, but were they trying for that entire period of 4 years to detect this line, or?
No, the people prepared specially new receivers.
Right. But did they begin as soon as 1959?
Not immediately.
No.
About 2 years, probably. Maybe
2 years later.
Discuss it. What is it? It needed or not?
I see.
Experiment. It was attempt with negative results. Also, about after 3 years in U.S., the similar negative results was. But after 5 years, it's what was positive.
Right. Well, there was a paper presented at the Hamburg IAU meeting, right?
Yeah,
in 64. Exactly. Now, were you part of that paper?
No.
That was Drovskik?
The article was prepared by two groups. One group is from Pulkov Observatory, is Drovskik.
Yes.
And second group is from... Lebedev Physical Institute, Rachenko.
I see.
So, I not connect with... I working in another organization near the university, Sternberg Institute. It's don't participant directly in this experiment.
I see. So were you still in radio astronomy, or had you changed?
Yes.
I see. What were you working on then?
I working at the Astronomy Institute up to 67.
Right,
and now I working at the Space Research Institute.
I see. But
yes.
But at that time, when the recombination line was discovered, what projects were you working on at that time?
I working in direction 21 centimeter searching. We prepared for survey of the galactic plane.
I see.
On 21 centimeter. And connected problem with...
Problems of galactic structure.
Yes,
and so
yes.
forth.
Mm-hmm.
But now, did these two groups who discovered the line, were they... working with two different antennas and discovered it more or less simultaneously?
Practically, it was simultaneously on different antennas.
I see.
One antenna was near Leningrad at the Pulkova, and second antenna was near the Moscow at the Serpukhov-Pushchino.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
And when you saw these lines, they were very weak, of course. There was not much signal to noise.
Yes.
Did you believe they were real?
I think that it was independently two positive results, and because we have two positive results, it may be real.
Yes, that gave you more confidence, right?
Yeah.
Because I know that... there was quite a bit of criticism at the Hamburg meeting. People did not really think that it was that good a quality data.
Yeah.
I was wondering, do you happen to have any old photographs of these antennas in the mid-50s and late-50s that you worked with? I'm trying to... Eventually, when I write this book, beginning maybe 2 years from now, I'll begin to write it.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a lot of good photographs, and they're especially difficult to get for the Soviet Union.
Yes.
Do you possibly have any old ones?
Yes. What antenna do you want?
Well, as many as you can find, because I have very little about the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
In terms of good quality photographs. Now, there are photographs in articles, but, you know, I can't use those for publication.
Mm-hmm.
So that old photographs of antennas,
and if you
could label them, of course, as to what they are and roughly when the photograph was taken,
mm-hmm.
That would be very useful.
could... I attempt to find such photographs.
Okay, thank you. I will send you down my my address and so forth.
Yes.
I'll send it to you via Ken Kellerman, and you can get
it. Yes, of course, good.
Now, are there any other points that you would like to tell me about in Soviet radio astronomy in this period, things that I should know about?
In this period, yeah?
Yes.
Maybe I sent you together with photograph. You some it's difficult immediately. I forgot many.
Okay. Okay. Well, if you think of any other things that might be relevant, send them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate it very much.
Yes. Good. Good.
Okay. Well, I hope to be able to visit the Soviet Union sometime.
And when?
Then maybe I can meet you in person.
Yes. When you propose it?
Well, I don't know, because I'm trying to arrange it between the...
That ends the interview with Kardashev over the phone between Groningen and Bonn on 24th August 78.